What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Well, Trump won't let him forget. Won't let him forget what Joe Biden did in Afghanistan. And Lee, if you go back through the presidential tracking numbers that Rasmussen has kept since Obama, they're actually pretty interesting. You see, Joe Biden never recovers after Abbeygate.
No.
It's he never gets back over 50% again. He does not recover his popularity. It's dashed.
Yeah, that was his political turning point right there.
It was. It was. And it only got worse because he lied about it. Said he was advised to do it by his military advisors, every one of whom then went before Congress under oath and said, no, I told him the opposite, that we really shouldn't do this. And the worst of it, this was still back during when the FBI still had total power, still had total control over social media. And so Americans were kept from knowing something unbelievable that we've never seen before. It's literally never happened in British or American history. The censuring by the British Parliament of a president of the United States of America. I mean, look at George Washington. He killed a lot of them. They didn't even censure him. In fact, they lowered the flag to half mast when he died after he kicked their butts. That's how beloved Washington was, my favorite founding father. But not Joe Biden, no. And you can find very little in the UK to unite the Labour Party and the Conservative Party and all, but they all voted together to censure Joe Biden. Americans had no idea. Never ran in any of our news media, and they could cover it up back then because the FBI still controlled social media. Today, they could not cover it up. That's how serious what we did was. And it was the fact that we left in the middle of the night. Never forget what we did. I will never forget that G7 meeting. So it's the heads of the seven, you know, most powerful Western countries all come together. Boris Johnson, who was then prime minister, says to Joe Biden, "You're not going to leave Afghanistan without telling us, right?" And Biden says, no, we would never do that. We did. We left in the middle of the night so that the Taliban knew we were going, but our allies, the Brits and the French, would not know. Why? Because they would have taken the country. They would have taken Bagram. It's a very valuable piece of real estate. And again, Lee, we were controlling that entire country with drone warfare and 5,000 troops. Even the French could do that. Probably. And we wanted to make sure that the country did not fall to the UK or France. It would fall to the Taliban, because what we did not know at the time was the Taliban already had a rare earth mine deal, billions of dollars with the Taliban for the lithium mines that we should have taken for ourselves. We could give the country the money, but we needed those lithium mines. So Joe Biden, and I really think this is Hunter Biden. I don't even think Joe did this. Hunter Biden got the $30 million, made sure that the Taliban, that the country would fall to the Taliban. Now, how did we have to do that? And this is one of the dumbest things that we did, is when we knew there was a suicide bomber planning it to get through, because the Taliban facilitated him moving through all their checkpoints, knew the suicide bomber was coming. They should have let the Marine sniper take him out, but they didn't want to start anything with the Taliban, you know, between us and the Taliban, because then the deal might have fallen apart and it might not have fallen to the Taliban, which was the goal. Because if it falls to the Taliban, then it falls to Chinese control. Here's Jerry Dunleavy talking to Catherine Herridge about how literally the troops were set up to die so as to defer to the Taliban and ultimately the Chinese. So I guess the Bidens could get paid.
As the August 26th drew closer, the intelligence that the U.S. was receiving got more and more specific to the point of on August 26th, it was assessed that the attack was going to be at Abbey Gate, and U.S. intelligence had almost predicted
that kind of granularity. Okay. Mm-hmm. If there was that kind of granularity in the intelligence that an ISIS-K cell was preparing to attack at the airport, was there an opportunity to neutralize that cell?
Through reading these Pentagon documents and through these witness statements in there, we found a couple of opportunities like that, potential opportunities to hit ISIS-K before the Abbey Gate bombing. In one sworn statement, an official said that U.S. intelligence knew that ISIS-K was staging in a hotel about 2 to 3 kilometers west of Kabul airport, and that U.S. military leadership asked the Taliban to conduct an assault on that location, but that the Taliban never did.
Wait a second. So we trusted the Taliban to launch an assault on a terrorist cell, and then they failed to do so.
Well, part of all of this is that the U.S., because of a series of bad decisions by President Biden, the U.S. was relying on the Taliban to provide security outside of the airport because the U.S. controlled just that tiny airport, and the Taliban controlled not just all of Kabul, but now all of Afghanistan.
Yeah, because we gave it to them.
I don't know how the families of those lost there just don't feel like that this is absolutely treasonous.
It was treason. And that's why so many people have asked the simple, basic questions like, hey, normally if we have to leave military equipment behind, we disable it. But we didn't because they needed it to gain the upper hand for the Chinese. I mean, when you put it together, it's so obvious. And I know Pete Hegseth is going to supposedly come out with a report next year. We need to understand what Joe Biden and the Biden family ultimately did here. And we also need to understand who approved all this. Did Joe even know he did this? Because do you remember the prime minister of the UK, enraged? His people were stuck there calling the White House for days in a row and couldn't get a phone call back from Joe Biden.
Yeah, that's well documented.
Yeah, well documented. So we betrayed our allies. We did it all to help, again, the Taliban get power so that all of this could fall into the hands. And, you know, I mean, you start going back into it, too. We were shipping suddenly in the weeks before the pullout. We were shipping all kinds of brand new military equipment into Afghanistan. So we were not just letting it fall to Taliban. We were arming them to control the country. The Taliban, by the way, who 2,000 of us, the 2,000 casualties, American casualties, in Afghanistan, that was the enemy. That's who we were fighting. We were arming them. We just didn't know at the time. We left it all behind. They're still mocking us with our military equipment today. Mm-hmm. They do those big parades at Bagram.
Yeah. Right. Yep.
So, and you know, one of the most brilliant uses of Joe Biden by whoever did this, and I suspect it was just simply Hunter, Jill, and the family profiting off of this. One of the most brilliant things is Joe is so doddering, you know, so decrepit, that, you know, good luck ever proving this was treason and not just some foolish old man who's just out of it, doesn't know what time it is, can't speak in complete sentences and debates with Trump. You know, that guy, can you believe that guy is capable of treason? He'd have to know what day it was.
Well, what infuriates me as well is that all during the campaign, it was the media and the progressives that wanted to highlight Biden's foreign policy chops. And then, you know, warn us that Trump was going to get us into World War III.
Right.
And as you see, history is proving that to be exactly the opposite. It is Trump that is doing more for peace around the world, that is at least trying to get things done, whereas the Biden administration was simply doing things to aid our enemies.
And really fuel war. I mean, if you look at what he did with Russia.
Right. Oh, yeah.
No direct communication, no backdoor channels, just hurling long-range missiles into Russia.
And actually making a statement when it started before the invasion that a minor incursion would be allowed. That is nothing but putting a welcome mat at the door of Ukraine. I mean, that's what Biden said. If we'll have a measured response. If it's a minor incursion, well, you know, big deal.
Meanwhile, In another story, I just got to get in here, Lee, because it's so funny, but not funny. There was a Capitol Pride Parade supposed to take place in front of the House of Commons in Canada, but it didn't. And you want to know why?
Why is that?
Oh, you're going to love this. Pro-Hamas Palestinian activists shut it down.
Really?
Yes, because homosexuality is wrong, they said.
Well, that's interesting how you have the LGBTQ crowd, you know, trying to criticize Israel and praise Palestine and Palestinians and the whole Gaza thing when, well, look what happened there. And I think you can extrapolate what would happen if you actually showed up in that area of the world.
Well, no, they had to shut it down because of the potential for violence. Right. There were threats.
Yeah.
Muslim Palestinians shut down the Capitol Pride Parade in front of the House of Commons. So Wall Street Mav tweeting, the left is eating the left. Yes, they are.
Yeah.
Muslims outrank LGBTQ in the hierarchy of victimhood. I don't actually know. Do they? Do Muslims outrank LGBTQ++, or does it?
That would be an interesting battle to see what the outcome would be there.
It just goes to show you, though, when they get the upper hand, I mean, they're not messing around.
No.
So, and here's the thing. We're all trying to tell the left this, right,
yeah,
as they're marching.
Right.
I mean, these marches look ridiculous. They've got, you know, we're talking about like Columbia, New York, the places where the Democrats, and particularly college Democrats, are doing this. I mean, you've got pride flags and kafayas. That's not going to work.
No.
I mean, it's just long-term not going to work. There's actually some pretty interesting video online from a gay man from Gaza, who ultimately they killed,
yeah,
but they picked him up a couple of times purely because he was gay and he'd mm-hmm. be beaten and tortured.
Right.
And then dropped back off at home and I guess didn't stop being gay and didn't end well for him.
Nope.
But you can't tell these liberals. You can't.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Let me get this straight. It's okay for Gavin Newsom to clean up San Francisco for Xi Jinping, communist dictator, roll out the red flags literally for him as his vehicle makes a procession, but not for Trump to clean up Democrat cities, though. If Trump wanted to clean it up for Xi Jinping, would Democrats let him? I don't know. Maybe. Maybe. Hard to say. Meanwhile, St. Kilmore, Abrigo Garcia, patron saint of wife beaters everywhere, because they need a patron saint too. Footage of him being arrested by ICE is going viral after the MS-13 gangbanger slammed the corrupt government as he was being hauled away in the corrupt government. God, this guy's the perfect Democrat. He hates you. He hates me. He hates his country. He hasn't even bothered to learn to speak English. He has no idea what the Democrats are saying. He'll just vote for them off the top. Oh, my gosh, you can't get a better illegal immigrant than this. And does his part to bring in new voters while human trafficking, driving the van owned by a guy who went to federal prison for human trafficking, his boss. The Department of Homeland Security shared the video of him shuffling through the ICE field office in the moments after he was arrested. And he's complaining. He is complaining. Uttered, "It's a corrupt government," as an ICE agent led him away. Oh my gosh. He's here illegally. He was wanted by Interpol for being an MS-13 member when those Tennessee Highway Patrol troopers pulled him over. And when they figured this out, that's why they called the FBI, said, "You want to come get this guy?" Of course, the FBI didn't under Biden. He's very much an oppressed class member, so he's allowed to do whatever he wants. The guy who, when it was convenient for him, used his MS-13 membership before a judge to say, "Look, you can't, I know you've just given me a deportation order, but you can't deport me to El Salvador. I'll be killed by the 18th Street gang." And why is that? "Well, they think I killed one of their mothers." "Oh, okay, we'll keep you safe," says the dumbest country ever. "No, no, no, we won't make you go back to El Salvador." And he calls this a corrupt country. He already pre-hates you, and he doesn't even have a green card. He pre-hates this country. You can't get a better Democrat voter than this. That's what was so shocking to me about that statement he made. Number one, he can't speak a lick of English. How is that possible? Number two, how is he driving down the highway with a van full of illegal immigrants? Can he read signs? Is he safe to drive? Or is he like that CDL driver, the semi-truck driver down in Florida? And after all of that, again, if it was me, I'd be like, "I love America. I want to stay. I love the American way. No other country like this." No, he hates you. He didn't thank this country. He thanked CASA, the group trying to keep him here. And he's complaining as he's being booked at ICE, uttering, "It's a corrupt government." How? How is it corrupt? Kilmore, I call him Kilmore. Kilmore is nothing but a petulant child. The country's so corrupt, he wants to stay here. The absolute irony of him slamming the Trump administration. Somebody else wrote on X, "He has the gall to mutter corrupt government. Criminals don't get to call anyone else corrupt." He's complaining still. Can't believe he doesn't get to stay. Can't believe it. Meanwhile, it's been revealed, Cracker Barrel, which, by the way, is still sponsoring LGBTQ events for children. Cracker Barrel spent $700 million on their rebranding. To date, they have lost $143 million in stock value since the launch. So, but the important thing is that the left is happy. Yeah, folks, this I got to tell you, this is striking a chord with the 600,000 Chinese visa students. That's just trending again and again and again on X as people are just refiring. They cannot believe that Trump is letting these people in. This tweet from Braxton McCoy, he's the author of The Glass Factory. 600,000 American kids will be missing out on STEM and other educational opportunities because our relationship with an adversary is more important than they are. Yeah. It's where we are. And again, Trump had said he was pulling every one of those visas. And then China said, okay, well, then we'll pull the rare earth minerals. Good luck to your auto manufacturers. And at the time, it was estimated that they had about 2 months left of production without those rare earth minerals. And then the production lines would have to shut down. So China said, okay, you take 500,000 of our kids and we'll give your top three auto manufacturers their rare earth minerals back. Not all of them. We still have to punish you, but we'll give the others. Isn't it going to be super duper fun when we have to ask their permission to make our military tech so we can fight them? Wonder how that'll go. And look, only one person standing between us and that, and it's Donald Trump's the guy who's getting beaten up for this. But here's the problem. He can't come out and say, oh, by the way, I have to kowtow to China or we don't get rare earth minerals. He'll look weak. It's not his fault. It's years of policy, some of which, to be fair, was his. He should have expedited the rare earth minerals mine back during his last term. But when you have to wait as a rare earth minerals miner, 14 years for your permit to be approved, and Donald Trump has to win, and no other Republican president, nobody's going to get in that business. We don't even have a rare earth minerals industry. And, you know, it's so funny because I'm watching people online. I have a very mixed reaction to this. There's incredible outrage from our side. Laura Loomer's demanding to know why Trump's doing this. She can't believe it. I can't believe she doesn't know. Right now, specifically, it's the magnets. Listen to this Trump clip, okay? He's warning China, stop holding up the magnets. We need them. But he also says we won't have this problem next year. Yeah, because he's getting the supply chains in order to be able to get this stuff ourselves.
The president is warning China of more tariffs, if they don't export rare earth magnets to the U.S.
They have to give us magnets. If they don't give us magnets, then we have to charge them 200% tariff or something, you know? China intelligently went and they sort of took a monopoly of the world's magnets. And nobody needed magnets until they convinced everybody 20 years ago, let's all do magnets. So it'll take us probably a year to have them. We're heavy into the world of magnets now.
China added several rare earth items to its export restriction list earlier this year because of Trump's tariffs.
Dexter writes, hey, Tira, why don't auto manufacturers go back to the old way of making cars and get rid of all the chip-based computerization? Gosh, I wish they would. I despise my digitized car. My last car was 17 years old. It was a Toyota. I didn't have any of that. And I could listen to my podcast as I drove. Oh, this car's a nightmare. Total nightmare. The car grabs the phone. It grabs other phones. One time it grabbed my husband's phone in the middle of a conversation with a client. I don't even know how that happened. And I lose control of my phone about half the time I get in the car and I have to just disconnect everything. The screens never worked. It is a nightmare. If an automaker would make a non-digitized, pure combustion engine car, no digital, like I don't even want a stupid timer. Put an old-fashioned clock in there. I don't care. I would buy that thing. So if I would trade my car for that. So if I hate digitized automobiles. You know what else I wonder too? I mean, I've had Civics and, you know, for a long time, they last forever. And, you know, Toyotas, my husband and I, that's what we buy. Is this going to last like the old cars did or digitized? Is it just, because I mean, already the whole console is whack. It's almost unusable. I can't even fix it. I don't even want this thing.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Well, from the good news file, Marjorie Taylor Greene's been beating the tar out of Donald Trump online, and Elon Musk, going back to the beginning of this H-1B visa battle, and people are starting to pay attention to it. Howard Lutnick trying to console Laura Ingraham. He's Trump's trade advisor. Saying, yeah, we might give 600,000 visas to Chinese students up, by the way, from 500,000 just a few months ago. But hey, who's counting? But you know what? He says he is working on an H-1B visa ending program.
Well, I tell you what I'm involved in. I'm involved in changing the H-1B program, right? We're going to change that program because that's terrible, right? We're going to change the green card. You know, we give green cards. The average American makes $75,000 a year, and the average green card recipient, $66,000. So we're taking the bottom quartile. Right. Like, why are we doing that? That's why Donald Trump is going to change it. That's the
good, because he had doubled down on keeping it before. So, and look, this debacle with the visas, the Chinese visas, they got to give Americans something. OAN News doing an amazing job interviewing Rudy DiCala, who's an expert on this, on the HB1 visa system. I don't think Americans realize how bad it is. 2 million HB1 visa holders in this country, almost all of them are Chinese or Indian. Why is that? Anybody know? I'll never forget covering this when I was back at WBT, because the Republicans and the Democrats made a deal. They needed to water down salaries at the white collar level by flooding the market with all this labor we didn't need, so as to bust down the salaries. But Democrats didn't want to do that and help businesses to get rich, right? Because they still cared about workers back then. So they cut a deal. Okay, we'll only take people who vote in the majority for Democrats. So Indians and Chinese. That's why. This is why you don't get engineers from former Soviet republics who surely would work for this kind of money. You don't. Why? Because demographically, most likely to vote Republican can't have that. So that's why the Democrats cut this deal with the devil with the Republicans. And this is what we've got. Here's Rudy DiCala on OAN talking about, this is mind-blowing when you hear this stuff, how big the H-1B visa program is.
The H-1B program is being driven by an economic and corporate elite whose motivations are principally economic, but they're putting an ideological mask on it, saying that they believe in some kind of universal right for everyone to live in America. A lot of leftists go along with that, but the motivations for the people at the top are principally economic. That's led to where we are today. We don't exactly know where that is. We don't know the exact number of H-1B holders in the United States. The best estimates put it somewhere around 1 million. It could be more, but we'll go with a conservative estimate. And it's not just those. Since 2015, the spouses of H-1Bs have also had the right to work. And we likewise don't have an estimate, or we don't have the exact number of those either. As the best estimates put it, as high as 750,000. So we have somewhere between 1 and 2 million people working in these positions in the United States.
Okay. Now, why hire them? Will they work for less? Something's wrong with America. No, they'll work for less for one simple reason. Because if they fulfill the visa, they are essentially the slave labor, really. They're indentured servants. If they fulfill the term, the company holds the visa. And they get a green card at the end of it that they get to keep. But when you do the green card, you get to have all your family members come here. That's why when you see Indian families come, grandma's always there. Grandpa's there, too. They're all living together. They've all come over. But if you don't want to work that 90 hours a week for, you know, $15,000, $20,000 less than we'd have to pay an American, well, you know, we hold the visa. You can just go back to India. Good luck. And just stay here and help us depress wages for Americans. And that's how it works. We give the benefit of the visa to the corporation to hold over the indentured servant's head. But the problem is that the law says you got to make sure an American doesn't want that job. So what do? They hide them. We'll get to that with the job listings. We'll get to that in a sec. But here's how it works.
You might be asking, where do they come from? Well, as of last year, the top country was India. The second was China. China, obviously, is a totalitarian dictatorship. And India is allied. Both India and China are allied with each other, as well as Russia, South Africa, and Brazil through BRICS. These are American adversaries. So it really begs the question of how this program benefits the United States outside of a few corporate elites.
It doesn't. It doesn't. No. And they just, the lobbyists lobby for the changes to the laws, and they're there with the political donations for Congress. Now, this is the part that's going to make you grit your teeth. You know how we tell these kids, oh, you suck. We don't have enough STEM workers. Too bad. Hey, go get a STEM degree. Go get a programming degree. Well, you're not getting hired. That's the dirty little secret. No, they'll hide the jobs.
You know how many tech workers, American tech workers, have been laid off so far in 2025? The answer is more than 80,000. We've laid off more than 80,000 Americans in the tech industry so far. And at the same time, we approved three times that number in H-1B workers in the same industry in 2024. Also, computer engineering is one of the top areas of unemployment for fresh college graduates. As of 2023, the unemployment rate was for computer engineering graduates in the United States was 7.5%. So all those years of telling people to learn to code don't really seem to have paid off. And now, who's going to pay for these American kids who can't get jobs, both now and in the future? It's their parents, it's society. So in many ways, the H-1B program amounts to a welfare program for big tech. America is paying for it. We just don't know it.
And that's not even the main punchline. Where do you hear this next? So, folks, the country flooded with these. Now, there's something really cool going on right now on X, which is just, I mean, so many great things are going on X. These companies, according to law, that hide these jobs from Americans, they still have to advertise them. So what they've started is a website, and that has an index of all these jobs. And what they're doing is it's an online campaign for America to help Americans find them and apply. And Revolver News has been covering this. You could find it. It's absolutely hilarious. One of the interviews they have is with an HR manager whose own manager was in a panic because they started getting this flood of applications for these jobs from Americans. They didn't know what to do. because they, I mean, the whole goal was to hide them so that Americans couldn't know where to do it. And the original legislation said you've got to advertise them in newspapers. Newspapers are dying art. So what they're doing is tracking ads in local newspapers, like paper newspapers, then posting them online so that people can find out about them across the country and go apply. And so there's people applying right now, one who need the jobs, but also other people just to stick a finger in their eye. As it literally, and what's really caused the attention on this was the firing of over 9,000 tech workers and coders, and then their exact jobs were listed on the H-1B visa. That's a total violation of federal law. We really need the DOJ to step in and prosecute. But anyway, here's the rest of the Rudy Tikala interview on a potential, hopefully, Trump crackdown on H-1B visas. This is, we have got to enforce the law here because they're breaking it.
So we have 2 million people, up to 2 million people in the United States working legally on these programs alone. In many ways, legal immigration is at least as problematic as illegal immigration. These people vote. We can't get rid of them once they're here. So the Trump administration has had a good focus on illegal immigration, but it should turn its attention to legal immigration as well. And there are a couple of ways it could do that. And DHS, the Department of Homeland Security, could end these visa programs if it chose to do so. And the Justice Department could go after the employers who claim they can't hire Americans.
Yeah. And we need to see that from the Trump Justice Department right away. I mean, I know why Trump doesn't want to do it, because he wants the tech money for the midterms. I know he does, but this has got to end. Anyway, here Rudy Tikala is on OAN News. Excellent news report by them, OAN, talking about this new onslaught online where they're literally finding, hunting, and posting, sometimes even just taking pictures of the newspaper jobs, job offerings, putting them online so that people are then finding them and applying from all over the country. They're in a panic. They don't know how to hire the job, how to hide the jobs from Americans.
We see people taking more of an interest in this at the grassroots level. There is a group of tech people, anonymous tech people, who've created a website called jobs.now, and they have a corresponding Twitter account, jobsnowpr, which is interesting to look at. Because they post jobs that these companies are required to post for Americans to find, but they try to hide them. So when Americans apply for these jobs, it gums up the process for these companies. So they have to do more work before they can hire somebody from abroad. And they tell me they posted 3,800 jobs so far. And of that number, do you know how many Americans have been hired? The answer is, as far as we know, none. Which seems like a, legally problematic.
Yeah, it is. Texter writes, I hate this for you. I was replaced by an H-1B Eastern Indian after 10 years. All of a sudden, I was no longer a good employee. They had already hired several H-1Bs and had to make room for them. It just must make you so angry. I'm just angry reading it. It didn't happen to me and my family. Texture rates here, if I remember correctly, Disney and other countries used H-1B visa programs to fire most all of their American workers. The employees were required to train their new worker. Replacements to do these jobs would be fired with no severance pay. Number one reason I'll never support or go to Disney. Tens of thousands of employees lost their jobs. I can't remember how long ago, but maybe 10, 20 years ago. People soon forget. Folks, that's illegal, okay? You're never supposed to give an H-1B, according to the law, the job, unless you can't find an American. This idea of we'll fire the American, have them train their replacement, absurd. It's absurd. That's not how this is supposed to work. In fact, that's patently legal. But we need Pam Bondi to start prosecuting. That'll work. It's going to cause some pain. Texter writes, Tira, buy an old car and get someone to do a restoration. It will be the coolest daily driver you ever had. It's expensive, but so cool. I'm not averse to doing that for my next car. I have real concerns about how long this new digitized car is going to last. Texter writes, my liberal, ignorant mother lost her accounting jobs not once but three times to people in India. Another texter writes, Tara Lee will appreciate this. Like you, I didn't want a car with all the technology. I wanted simplicity and reliability. So last year I bought a 2003 BMW E46 and I could not have been more pleased. These cars are known for their reliability and longevity. And they were the cars that coined the phrase, the ultimate driving machine. Mine is a coupe, but they were also offered as convertible sedan station wagons. On top of that, they are very easy on the eye. Just a thought. So says Al in Simpsonville. Yeah, I'm not super handy with cars. That's the only problem. Like, I'd need to have a mechanic that I knew could handle that old model of car before I'd feel confident about it. And I'd have to probably talk to a mechanic and be like, okay, how easily are we going to be able to get the replacement parts? That's the other thing I wonder too. But I bet it could be done. I mean, I'm sure it could be. Yeah, see, texters are texting in. I don't love my new 2023 truck because it's digital. First time ever I didn't fully love a new truck. Go back to analog vehicles and I'll buy. I bet a lot of people are like that. I'm telling you, somebody comes out with an analog, non-digital version of a car, truck, whatever, as long as it's already a popular model, that thing will sell like hotcakes. So much nicer to drive. All right. Mike Gallagher is up next. I'll be back tomorrow, same time, same place. In the meantime, download the Battleground America podcast wherever you get your podcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters, and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.